What did you tell the team after the game?
You get to overtime, so I thought, I mean, they had their chances, we had our chances. I thought probably overtime was one of our better periods we played in that game. You got to give a lot of credit to Montreal. I thought they played hard, and I think when it comes down to that type of game, you just can't. They played well. They played with some good structure and stuff like that, but we kept shooting ourselves in the foot. Ultimately, that's what we did. And we did it time and time again, and we did it on the winning goal and countless others that they scored tonight. So, you know, that's, we've had issues with that this year, and we've got a young team, and we fight through those type of things when we're as the year's gone on. But I mean, our guys played hard. It was good hockey. Montreal, as I said, they played well. Comes down to overtime. Next goal wins. They got the next one.
Is there any update on Plot?
No, I feel bad for that poor kid. He's goes 80 games or so without getting dinged up, and he keeps getting dinged up. So we'll evaluate. I rarely go in right after to find out how guys are, so then I can look at you and I don't have to lie. So I don't know.
That's awesome.
Pardon me?
What do you think of Andre's performance tonight?
I felt bad, and you know, he gives up five, so people are probably going to look and say, oh, wow, he gave up five. But as I said, I look at the overtime goal, where we put him in a tough situation when you leave a guy in front of the net all by himself. And a couple of those other goals he scored, like we hung him out to dry a little bit. So it's tough. It's tough for any goalie. I don't know what their coach said, but I didn't go into this one thinking there's going to be nine goals scored in the game. If you're going down the road of Lindback costs us the game, just by no means. He made all the saves he had to make, and he just can't leave some of these guys open the way we did or give them the chances they did. They had. So you give them enough chances, they're eventually going to score, and that's what they did.
You had the shot again.
How did the team handle the emotions of the second game overall?
I thought we were all right. I'm not sure. You'll probably know better than me, but I think the lion's share of our team, that was their first ever NHL playoff game. And then you really think about it, we fell behind twice in the third period and found a way to bounce back both times, get it to overtime, and then, I don't know, in my head, I'm probably not seeing it right, but I remember seeing a gaping net. I don't know where Price was on like three occasions, and pucks just didn't bounce our way, or we were late. We had our chances to win that hockey game, and we just didn't. So, but I thought, do we have better in us? Most certainly we do. Are we going to chalk that one up as that's the best we can play? Been with this team for 82 games. I know we can play much better than that. So does that mean that the guys didn't handle it well? I thought the guys handled it well. They played hard. We had our chances. We fell one short.
In your games against Montreal this year, you guys had the shot advantage in all of them. What did you see in the discrepancy of shots tonight? Why it seems so? Were they more aggressive maybe than you've seen before?
Well, I think I look at their shot totals. I'd like to go back and see. I have to go through the tape and see what the actual scoring chances were. We had scoring chances. Well, what did we get out of shot in the first period? 14-4, something like that. Yeah. Scoring chances were 5-3. So when we did get our chances, we had them. The problem was I think a lot of their shots were just shots. They were hitting the net. I don't think they were big-time scoring threats. As the game went on, they started getting a few more, grade A scoring chances. But we had our share of grade A's. The issue was with us, we were just one and done all the time. And I think we were trying for the home run play a little too often instead of getting a little bit of zone time and controlling the play, taking a little momentum from them, where probably on their side of things, they did a little bit of that to us. They got the zone time, may not have got great shots all the time, but then we'd have to make a save, there'd be a defensive zone draw for us. You know, we win, we get it out, but they'd win. All of a sudden, we'd be back again. So I think a little bit uncharacteristic for us in the sense of we have a little bit more shot mentality, a little more puck possession time. But I'm not sitting here saying, like, again, Montreal probably had something to do with why we didn't have that. So bad news is we lost the game. Good news is one game doesn't win the series. We get to come back tomorrow and regroup and find a way. That's the great part about a 7-game series.